Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
Today is Thursday, April the 4th, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens-Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler Travis & Rosenberg. We have a saying in the South, that's the pot calling the kettle black, which is when someone is criticizing another person for a fault, even though they are guilty of doing the same thing. I think the U.S. is doing a little bit of that now, but trying not to get caught. In a communication to the World Trade Organization, the WTO, today, the U.S. called on the WTO members to have conversations about trade-related climate measures that countries are starting to put in place. These measures are ostensibly to incentivize decarbonization and reducing greenhouse gas emissions, or reaching goals of lower or zero emissions in production and transport, and also to green international supply chains. But at this point, over 1,000 such measures have been notified to the WTO. The U.S. is suggesting that the WTO members would benefit from conversations to understand developments and work on how to assess the effectiveness and impact, including on trade, of the various measures domestically and internationally. We know that many countries are looking at carbon border adjustment mechanisms that would result in taxes on goods entering certain markets. The U.S. has implemented legislation that seeks to address climate change, such as electric vehicles, that may impede other countries' access to that industry. The U.S. suggests that WTO members seek to hold sessions on the topic and provide briefs and materials discussing the interoperability of trade-related climate mechanisms and how members are measuring their emissions. They suggest thematic discussions in WTO committees and cross-committee work in these areas, and also having multi-stakeholder events that may include traders, exporters, small and medium-sized businesses, labor organizations, community-based and environmental organizations, as well as other civil society members, and then draft a compiled report that captures the outcomes of all these different types of meetings. Perhaps this effort is a precursor to a multilateral agreement on climate, or perhaps it's a way to defend U.S. actions in this area, or it's an effort to prevent other countries' actions before it has been looked at holistically. It's not clear right now, but clearly, climate and related actions are the next area that will impact trade.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.